On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
I keep waiting, Michelle.
What's that? For
I
snow?
Keep hearing about it on KSRO. It's supposed to be rain this afternoon.
Oh, no.
I keep hoping.
Well, I'm going to blame it all on Daniel. I never said it was raining.
I heard you this morning. You've had a long day today.
I have had a long day, yes. I'm filling in for Pat Kerrigan, which is fine. Yeah. She needs some time off, and
yes,
I'm
does.
Happy to help out.
Well, you always do a great job.
Thank you.
Especially for our show.
Yeah, thank
which
you.
Which is called On Air with George Adair. Thanks for tuning in. A little late on the intro there. We do the show every noon, 03. Check us out online at ksro.com. You can also check out the past shows there. I like to let people know that because not everyone gets an AM signal in their office or in their house. So I like to let people know they can stream us.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any questions about purchasing a home, refinancing, or even building one? Give the folks at Bay Equity Home Loans a call. We'll tell you what your options are. You can reach us at 707-583-8100. 707-583-8100. Yes, that's a little tease. First time I've said it. We're doing construction lending now.
Really? Okay, so this wasn't something that you'd done before?
It was not. Construction lending, in my career we've done it, but at Bay Equity Home Loans, we weren't really a construction lender. But what we've decided to do is really shift over to see how we can help the community with all types of lending. And one of them is, of course, the need to rebuild and remodel homes.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have those products. And so if you want to figure out what your options are, this is a good show. So we're going to talk a little bit about construction. And as we move through the year, we'll continue. Continue to enhance our program offerings. But construction lending is a very complicated beast, so to speak, and often limited to private money and limited to banks. So we're going to talk with a great guest. He's been in this lending world for a long time. His name is Ernie Bourne. I'm going to bring him on in just a second.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to introduce my son, Austin.
Yay.
He's on with us today. Hey, Austin.
Hey, everyone.
He seems more nervous this week than he was the last time we did the show.
Aw.
Aw, buddy. Hey, so Austin is in the fifth grade, right?
Yeah.
And we just got back from a great weekend. What did we do?
We went to LA and we went to Six Flags and Universal Studios.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Those are cool places to visit.
Harry Potter ride was your favorite, right?
Yes, I love Harry Potter.
You got to go on the Harry Potter stuff. I'm so jealous.
So cool. Not sure how they do that, but it's a cool ride.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did the rest of your family go with you?
Friends mostly.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, met up with a bunch of friends, a bunch of my college roommates that have families now.
Oh, that's cool.
My godson. Good time, right?
Yeah, it was fun.
Okay.
Did your brother go with you?
Yep. He was not scared on any of them, on the ones that we went.
Nice. Do you want to give a shout out to your brother?
Okay. Hi, Landon.
Oh, that's nice.
You probably just made his day.
What about your mom? Is your mom listening to?
I think so.
Okay.
She may be listening. You should say hi to her just in case.
Yeah.
Hi, Mom.
There you go.
That's a good bet to place right there. Well, Austin, you may have a future in radio, but until we get to that point, you just keep doing good in school. Okay, buddy?
Okay.
Well, we do have a great guest, and I want to preface our next guest by talking about construction lending just a little bit. So Bay Equity Home Loans has partnered with a couple different other banks in the area to offer construction loans.
Mm-hmm.
And construction lending can get really complicated. And so what's important to do is to first sit down, identify your goals, work with your mortgage lender on your budget, and we can do that. We're totally capable of helping you understand how to get from start to finish.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to bring in Ernie Bourne. Ernie Bourne is with EverBank. Hey, Ernie, how are you?
I'm good, George. How are you today?
Excellent. Thank you for joining us today. You know, Ernie's been doing this a long time, and I figured, you know, what a great way to introduce the topic to our listeners and have more of a dialogue about how construction lending works than to bring on Ernie. Ernie, you've got a really unique program at EverBank that you've partnered with Bay Equity to offer. Tell us about this program and why is it so unique?
Well, what it is we call it a one-time close. It has a number of different names. It's often known as a construction to perm or all-in-one loan. And it's just that. Basically, the consumer will get two loans with one transaction. They would get both the construction loan to build the house. And then once the home is completed or remodel, it works for remodels or new construction. Once the home is completed, then it will automatically roll to a permanent loan without having to go through title in escrow again and pay fees or go through the requalification process.
Yeah, because once your home is done and you've completed the construction financing, many times the construction financing is super expensive and it's not permanent. You don't want to have it for more than 1 to 2 years. The bank doesn't want their money out for more than 1 to 2 years. Mm-hmm. So essentially by having a one-time close, Ernie, it's pre-underwritten for the permanent financing all at the beginning.
That is correct. Everything's done all up front. So before construction starts, the consumer knows that they're going to be rolling to a permanent loan upon completion, even if it's 12, 18, or 24 months construction project.
Okay.
So it gives them that comfort and, you know, knowing that they're going to have their permanent loan regardless of what may occur during
right.
that time frame.
Now, I will say that this is also something you can use to buy land and build on, okay. right, Ernie?
That is correct. In situations to where there may be a vacant lot that somebody wants to purchase and build their primary or second home on, they can utilize this particular program to do that.
But it's going to be more advantageous if you already own the lot. And that's why we've brought this into Sonoma County with Ernie. The reality of today's construction market is different than it has been ever before mm-hmm. in our market, where before you might go buy a lot and then build on it and then complete it and then do a refinance to get rid of that construction financing. Today, people already own their lots, they're scraping them, they're building, but we're finding, Michelle, that people are going to be short. The demand for both material and labor is going to drive up the cost to build, and it's going to exceed what people's insurance, right, Ernie? I mean, isn't that really the main problem we have here?
Pretty much so. That's what we're finding out right now is that the current coverage on their insurance policies may or may not be sufficient to pay off the existing underlying lien. And so the way this particular program works is when the construction loan closes, when we close escrow to start the project, we're going to be paying off any of those underlying liens that are on the property as well.
Let's talk about lien priority, because a lot of people don't really understand what that means. So, you know, basically, Michelle, when we talk about lien priority, we're saying, hey, you already had a mortgage on your house, and that mortgage was intended to secure both the real estate and the house on top of it. Mm-hmm. So you have an obligation to the lender through the deed of trust that you signed at the loan closing table to make sure there's a house on that property, either through rebuilding with insurance or you have to pay the lien off. So Ernie, you guys are saying, hey, look, we'll come in with fresh financing. It's not high interest. It's actually very reasonable. If you qualify, it's fixed for 7 years. Isn't that right, Ernie?
Yes, we have three different options, uh-huh. 5, 7, and 10-year fixed payments.
Right. So it's fixed for an initial duration, and then it goes into an adjustable rate mortgage, which a lot of people end up refinancing out of in the future. Mm-hmm. And the terms are going to be specific. I've kind of got to throw this disclaimer in there. So, you know, every borrower has to meet the underwriting requirements. But our new loan comes in, Ernie, and then what happens? It pays off the old loan, and we start fresh, don't we?
That is correct. So initially, at that first closing, any underlying mortgage will be paid off. And then as they go through the construction process and request draws through the process, then they'll make additional interest-only payments during the construction phase of the loan. And then once it rolls to the permanent loan, then it rolls to an amortizing loan.
Right. And the terms and the payments were something we'll customize to each person's need. You know, if you borrowed $250,000 versus $2 million, obviously your payments are going to be really different. Mm-hmm. And you have to qualify with those payments. But Ernie, I think there's a unique conversation here where people have a lot of insurance money coming in and they may not need the usual construction funds financed. They may be able to use a combination of the construction loan with the insurance, right?
Correct.
So essentially, you have a mortgage, you pay it off with your insurance money for $400,000, and the insurance money is left you another $150,000 to $200,000. You can use that money. It's yours to use. And then we come in, Bay Equity comes in, and we take your loan application, we send it off to underwriting through EverBank, and you don't have as much of a loan as maybe you thought you needed.
That's good.
Ernie, tell me about the loan limits, because I think one of the unique program features we have here is how high this loan goes.
Our particular program goes as high as $3 million.
That's tremendous. So, wow. So Yeah, that doesn't speak to the median home prices, right? That doesn't necessarily speak to the folks in Coffee Park who had a house that was worth, you know, $500,000 to $700,000 when it was lost. But it does speak to all the custom homes or the track homes, you know, that are higher end in value, especially up in Fountain Grove.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got a real limitation on construction financing right now. And this program speaks directly to all those homes that were lost in Fountain Grove.
Wow.
And Ernie, so when the borrower starts the process and they're looking at costs, what sort of like framework should they be looking at as a percentage of cost to build? You know, how does that generally work? Talk to us. We have about a minute left. Talk to us about how that calculation is determined.
Well, that's really determined, you know, by the contractor and the amenities that they're putting into the property. Mm-hmm. So we ask that they provide, the contractor would provide us with a line item cost breakdown loan budget worksheet with mm-hmm. all of those costs.
Mm-hmm.
It's from a lending perspective, we can lend up to 80% loan to value to $1.5 million. And then as we go up higher into those loan amounts, the loan to values ratchet down to a maximum of, we'll go 65% to the $3 million maximum loan amount.
And in the last few steps, credit plays into this, just like any home loan. Someone has to qualify. What are the minimum FICO scores that you're generally seeing?
Typically, we're looking for a 720 minimum. We can go as low as a 700 mm-hmm. with additional reserves.
Mm-hmm. So savings, money and savings is what they're talking exactly. about. That helps mitigate risk. So folks, when you go through this, credit plays a big part of this. And in our next segment, I'll be reminding you about how to get your credit score up and what sort of tricks you can do. The easiest is, of course, to come in, let me review your credit. If there's any issues there, I'll tell you how to get your score up with any sort of tricks that I see within your individual report. But if you want to learn more about this program, you can give me a call. I will personally help you with this loan at 707-583-8100. Again, 707-583-8100. Ernie Bourne, he's with EverBank. Thanks so much for your expertise and for helping Bay Equity bring this program into our market.
Thank you, George. I really appreciate the opportunity to join you on the call.
All right. Hey, folks, stick around. We're going to go to commercial break. I'm going to come out talking about credit, all the tips and tricks that I've been using for years. You're going to like this one. I'm George Adair. We'll be right back.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO. On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Hey, we're back. Thanks for joining us. We're going to talk about credit here in just a minute. Also, have I ever mentioned that, you know, you can use a 401k as a source for your down payment funds?
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's in most 401ks have this specific area where you can draw on it, and even sometimes you pay yourself an interest rate back for your down payment. Totally allowable. Let's talk about credit,
mm-hmm.
the three C's of mortgage lending, and one of them being, of course, credit. And then next week we'll talk about the other couple of the other C's. So you've got credit as the primary driver of character. It shows the lender that you pay your bills on time, that you manage your money well, because it's not just about paying your bills on time. For example, you could have five credit cards, no late payments reported, but they're maxed out.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So there's budgetary concerns there. And there's these pretty complex formulas that are used to establish the FICO. And actually, there's 53 scoring models for FICO. So if you go get an auto loan and they run a 720 FICO score, not necessarily going to be the same score we run as a mortgage lender or a credit card company runs. There are different models out there. And you want to remember that there's three scores, and they're put out by TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. So what do you do with your credit every year? You should be going and checking it. It's become, I think, pretty good to become a member of like a Credit Karma, or a lot of the credit card companies offer free credit monitoring.
Mm-hmm.
Really good to do, especially with all the fraud that's happened and all the identity theft that is pervasive out there, to have some sort of credit monitoring access. Again, it's free through these services.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people think fondly of Credit Karma, so do it. But if you don't want to go with that and you want to go with an actual direct, unbiased, non-consumer, like salesy type mm-hmm. of website, you can go to annualcreditreport.com. And that is a federally sponsored website where you can go run your credit. They will not give you a score unless you pay for it. But you can run all three bureaus and see what's going on in your credit report. Do it. Do it today. Again, go to annualcreditreport.com. Because Congress passed a law several years back entitling every U.S. citizen to one free credit report a year,
right,
without affecting their FICO score. That's great. You get to pull it, see what's going on. What you want to look for is several different areas. Credit utilization is one of the biggest areas. And what I mean by that is you need to have enough credit accounts to show that you can be a responsible borrower. But then you want to have the limit and the balance ratio within a range of no more than 50%. So if you had a card that had a $10,000 limit, the balance should not be over $5,000. Yes, it can be, of course. You're allowed to. But that's a sweet spot that I've found in my experience to start working towards a better FICO score. It only gets better as you drop it down further and further. So if you can get a balance under 10% of the limit, again, $10,000 card, maybe a $1,000 balance, mm-hmm, that's the best utilization of your credit. And if you can do that over all of your cards, then your credit score will go up. Now, here's something you want to realize, folks. Your credit score is a living, breathing type of thing, right? It's got its own algorithm, mm-hmm, behind it. But most creditors only report to the bureaus once a month. Most creditors report to the bureaus at the time the statement is generated. So if you think, hey, I pay my credit card down every month to zero, I have excellent credit. No, not true. You do not have as good of a credit score as you could if you're waiting for your statement to come out and then you pay your bill. Case in point, you have that $10,000 credit card limit. You go on a trip, you buy some gifts. We're just coming out of the holiday season. People have been buying gifts. Mm-hmm. And you owed $8,000 and you pay it all off, or you pay a good chunk of it off. They reported the $8,000 if you waited until the statement came out. So you get your Chase credit card statement, you go and pay your $8,000, you think you're good. You're not good, because they're not going to re-report the balance until the next statement comes out. So you just showed 80% credit utilization. Blowing people's minds right now. Wow, I pay my bills on time. There's no way you're right, George. I'm totally right. I'm totally right, because this is what I do. I watch people's credit scores go up and down. Huge swings. But they don't tell you that, right? So they report, probably just as part of their business model, they report once a month to the bureaus. So be ahead of the reporting. Pay ahead. Set up an auto payment a few days before and go in and just manage your credit differently. Don't presume that if your credit card statement comes out, and you pay your bill, that you've just done the best thing you can do for your credit score. It's not the case. Also, don't pay it down to zero. You actually want to have a very small balance on your credit cards. Mm-hmm. It shows on the FICO scoring, in my experience, a better result to have a small balance on a card than to never use a card.
That's the utilization of
the
credit.
The utilization. Because right. you're showing that you have some sort of discipline with that card. You know, if you're like, I got credit cards coming out the yin-yang, I'm going to do whatever I want with them. I'm going to go spend them and be crazy and just pay my bill every month, my minimum payment. That's not good credit utilization. That's surviving. If you just pay your minimum payment, most credit card companies will tell you how long it takes to actually pay it off, and it's years and years and years. So here's another tip. Let's say you have a credit card with like a $2,500 balance. It's been that way for years. You're very comfortable. You charge it up, max it out, pay it off. Charge it up, max it out, pay it off. Okay, well, you're not doing your FICO score really any service by having that type of a high balance ratio. Mm-hmm. Call them up. Ask for a credit line increase. Don't change your behavior necessarily, except ask for a credit line. They might give you $5,000. Now, you're used to charging up $2,000, $2,500 a month, but you're going to stay under 50% because you have a $5,000 limit. It's about the balance to limit ratio. Mm-hmm. That's what we're focused on. So you can also do balance transfers. You could go open a new card and go put a bunch of money on the new card and take it away from other cards and evenly spread it out. You could also run into one real big area of trouble. Folks, this is real important. don't fall for the department store card. You go into a big department store card, what do they always want? What do they push you?
Yep, sign up.
Sign up. You get 20% save. Off.
Yeah.
Well, they're charging you 28% interest. So if you don't pay that off in 1 year, or actually within 9 months, your 20% didn't get you anywhere.
Right.
Right? So don't do department store cards. They're not good. For the first 12 months of having a department store card, your credit score is smashed.
Whoa.
Yeah, I've seen it happen. 50 points blown. Boom. And that's like tire cards, mm-hmm. like tire shops that sell your retail card, department stores, big box stores.
Hmm. What about Costco? Is that bad?
Costco actually is a regular credit card.
Oh, is it? Really? Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's a regular credit card. Huh. So that's when I think, and that's because they just use, now they switched to, didn't they switch to Visa?
Yeah, I think
they
so.
They did. They just switched mm-hmm. to Visa.
Yeah.
But other than that, almost, you know, mattress store cards, any sort of special financing that you get that involves a product or service, mm-hmm. and it's not like a card that you just got in the mail, going to hurt your credit score for 12 months.
Hmm.
So if you did that in the last, say, 5 or 6 months, and you can pay it off and close the account, watch your credit score rise.
Those are the only accounts, though, that you recommend closing, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Once you've had the account for 12 months,
mm-hmm.
keep
oh,
it.
Okay. Okay.
As long as you pay it off.
Mm-hmm.
High interest credit cards, pay them off every month. Not doing yourself any favors. You know, it's just you get trapped. So, you know, this is part of the credit counseling we do, where we got to look at everyone's situation on a case by case basis.
Right.
Hey, maybe your spouse has great credit and you have no credit. I see that one a lot lately. A lot of folks made it through the downturn where one spouse took a big hit and the other one didn't. Just strategically.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're out of that period of time and things are good. You want to know what to do with that? Go get some new credit by adding your spouse to your credit card, or vice versa. Get your spouse's credit to increase by adding them to your credit card. So if you have a Chase card or Citibank or whatever and your spouse is not on it and they're lacking credit, add them. Within a couple of months, you'll see scores start to go up.
Hmm.
So those are the tips and tricks that we do. I also want to caution people to say, be careful about credit repair. There are some good people out there. I have recommended clients to credit repair. You shouldn't be spending more than a couple hundred bucks on it. All the credit repair companies are really going to do is the same thing that you can do as a consumer. They're going to go to the bureaus, write letters. A lot of them won't even run your credit. They need you to provide them with a credit report. Yeah,
really?
Right, yeah. I'm going to repair your credit.
Wow,
I just kind of
so
need you to bring me a copy of it first. Folks, or you could just come to Bay Equity Home Loans.
Right.
In preparation for your pre-approval, we will review your credit with you. A lot of people have never seen their credit report, and I love sharing it with them.
Wow.
Like, oh, yeah. It's funny when you get a husband and wife. I had two on the phone yesterday. They're on the speakerphone. Hey, whose credit score is better? And he's like, oh, I got you. And then I'm like, oh, actually, she got you on the high score. You just got her on the mid score. And, you know, they don't really – they've never looked at their credit before to see what it's like.
Right.
So it's part of what we do, and I really enjoy doing it. Folks, I work at a company called Bay Equity Home Loans, and what you get is local customer service, a credit review, a great reputable company to work with to get your offer accepted. We do true pre-approvals. And we issue a certificate. The realtors, when you're going to make an offer, they love seeing Bay Equity pre-approvals. So keep that in mind. Give us a call at 707-583-8100. 707-583-8100. Bay Equity is your home for loans. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll be back next Wednesday. Until then, see ya.